This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
True North Store's beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy six Celsius, Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1 liter flavors and get the seventh free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got the drink for you. As a True Rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy six and get the seventh free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Spiegel and Holmes.
Bob Costas.
Matt, thank you very much. And Lawrence, stop dominating the conversation the way you have over the last several minutes, really.
Afternoons on the Score.
11 guys on the field, you know. Sometimes it's my fault.
Sometimes it was Mike Williams' fault. Sometimes it was every member of the Jets' front office's fault. Sometimes it was the Democrats' fault. It was the vaccine's fault. Whatever. It's Aaron Rodgers. He likes to blame other people.
Aaron Rodgers is out there.
Oh, it's true. I agree. Darkness retreat?
No,
I don't watch porn.
I meant for someone to go and get him if they wanted to.
That too.
And you do wonder what the secondary, because I feel like Justin Fields is like the secondary market when it comes to quarterbacks that are signing.
So, but Justin Fields, by the way. Look, it's great for him. Was it $30 million guaranteed?
He'll get $30 million no matter what.
I did see this note to go along with it, just for context. It's the lowest, it will be the lowest salary for any post-rookie contract quarterback that's a starter in the NFL. So, you know what I mean? They needed to share that. So, like,
it's a newer type of situation.
For an anointed starter for this year, he's on the bottom end of the scale. Okay, fine. You know? So, it is what it is. But he's not making a ton for a guy who's after the rookie contract, but he's making $30 million. I forget who shared that. I think it was, I don't know. But it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. So glad I shared that. Look at Lawrence's face. He's annoyed.
I'm not annoyed at all. Are you kidding me? This is fun stuff. But Aaron Rodgers is out there, and there's now, like, not as many seats left for him to go and sit in quarterback musical chairs.
What's left? Because Daniel Jones is in Indy now with Anthony Richardson.
He could be a Giant if he wanted to.
Mm-hmm.
And he could be a Steeler.
He could be a Steeler, or he could be a Viking.
He could be a Viking.
Come on.
And I've actually been thinking a little bit about that.
That'd be fun.
If they wanted to delay the process with JJ one more year, you could have Aaron Rodgers just complete the Favre arc. And there it is, Packers, Jets, Vikings.
I mean,
put
amazing.
Them on a plane and all that good stuff.
After being essentially forced out by the drafting of the next one, you know, that's, you know, with Jordan Love, that would be an amazing thing. Favre essentially forced out by him, Rodgers essentially forced out, etc. Be awesome. But Steelers, if I'm him, I'm choosing Steelers between
those
three.
This is not Detroit, man. This is the Super Bowl.
Well, he has a quasi relationship with Mike Tomlin. There's a mutual respect society that they're in. So there is this idea that that's the place where he wants to go next. And they have an opening for a quarterback.
You know, none of your businesses, respectfully.
I get that. You've got the juice now. But that's a place where he could land.
Respectfully.
Here's the fascinating part about this, and Florio brought this up.
Okay.
If he were to be a Steeler, the Steelers' schedule this year, at home they play Baltimore, Cincinnati, Cleveland, obviously.
Sure, and on the road too.
And they, in addition, at home play the Bills, the Packers, the Colts, the Dolphins, the Vikings, and the Seahawks. On the road this year,
okay,
they play the Bears.
Oh, that'll be fun.
The Lions.
That'll be fun.
Chargers, New England, and the New York Jets.
Oh.
He gets to do the entire revenge tour. The schedule broke down this way with the different divisions moving in a way that if he is a Steeler, he gets to do the entire revenge tour. Gets to play the Packers, gets to play the team that he owns, gets to play the team that he destroyed in New York. He gets to do all of that.
God, I'd love to see Justin Fields and the Jets just shove it up Aaron Rodgers' giggy. You know, that would be great television. And obviously, I'd like to see him come to Soldier Field with the Steelers and no longer own the place. You know, that would be lovely as well. I got to admit to a fear that him and Mike Tomlin united would mean very good things. Because Aaron can still play a little bit. Down the stretch last year, Aaron actually looked pretty good.
Here's what I wonder, because that whole thing seems like it is headed towards a really messy divorce.
Steelers thing?
Because the two wide receivers.
Pickens isn't going to be there.
And then you add that to Aaron Rodgers.
Mm-hmm.
That has the opportunity to be very volatile. Now, if you're looking for the coach that can hold it all together, it would be Mike Tomlin, because he held together all those volatile wide receivers that have come through Pittsburgh.
But
when you add in the crazy of the quarterback.
Yeah. They deal wide receivers. They deal rookie wide receivers on that rookie deal before they truly cost them. They traded Chase Claypool. Mm-hmm. They traded Deontay Johnson. They traded Juju Smith-Schuster.
Yep.
They traded James Washington. That's four of them between 2017 and 2020.
And forget about just the rookies. They also then got rid of Antonio, too.
Yes, they did. Yes, they did. They will send you on your way. I think George Pickens, with the acquisition of DK Metcalf, I think George Pickens is going to be sent on his way. This offseason.
It's possible.
I predict.
Say it like you mean it, son of a.
Shane got us donuts.
Now we've mentioned both Murph and Fred on today's show. I think that's a quality day.
That is true.
You better believe it.
Time now for scores on the fours.
On the three and a half is your finger.
I recorded like nine versions of the scores on the fours theme as a producer. Anybody out there who remembers the scores on the fours jingle and wondered who sang those, that was me.
Well, that's not the only jingle I wonder who sings it, because there's sometimes when I'm watching TV.
Yeah, man.
And then all of a sudden this voice
comes on, right?
I know that voice. Look at that. It sounds so good.
It happened to me and Ruben the other day. We were sitting on the couch.
It was like Alexa.
Yeah.
It's like, hey, yeah, you're on TV.
No, we were watching something. I forget what we were watching. And there it was. Oh, it was the Carolina game. It was the Duke-Carolina game. Sitting there watching Duke-Carolina. And then all of a sudden.
And you got a ton of money for that, right?
Oh, yeah. Legendarily so.
Yeah.
Call 866-BAD-BUY-OUT. That's my.
In perpetuity. He got it in, like, that's the best part.
Sure.
That it's in perpetuity that he got the money.
Mm-hmm.
Matt Bowen has been breaking down tape on all of the additions of the Bears. What he has found out breaking down that tape, he will share with you next on The Score.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Yeah, sure thing. Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient. Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.